Hello and welcome to the Marlena program for the week of April 23rd. Can you even believe it? And we are going to talk tonight about the ACB National Convention and all the things we need to know to make our convention more exciting and more accessible and as interesting as it can possibly be. And to help us do that in the first hour, we will have Carla Rushival with us, who is the convention committee chair, I think. If I've got that title wrong, I know she'll set me straight, by golly. And in the top of the second hour, Carla will remain with us for only about 5 minutes so that we can extend to her the courtesy which we extended to Mitch Pomerantz. Both Carla and Mitch are candidates for president for this year's ACB presidential election. And while we will try to have an extended program with both Carla and Mitch on before election time, where you can ask questions and email your questions in, that's not what this will be tonight. This is simply ensuring that both Carla and Mitch have an equal opportunity here on ACB Radio. And then to conclude the second hour, we'll be inviting Jeff Bishop to join us with George Buys. George is from Talking Communities, and he's going to tell us all about the new software that runs Our Place, .acbradio.org. It's going to be a great show. Stick with us. Well, hello and welcome to the Marlena program. Let's get the housekeeping out of the way and then let's bring Carla on in. If you are listening to this program at any time other than 6 to 7 in the West, 9 to 10 in the East in North America on a Sunday night, or a very early Monday morning, 1 UTC. What are you doing up so late or early if you are? But anyway, if you are listening at those times, you're hearing us live. If you're listening at any time other than that, this is a repeat. So put your feet up and enjoy, because we've got a guest tonight who has got bucket loads of information to share with us. Hey, Carla, welcome back to Marlena.
Thank you, Marlena. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you again. Can you believe that a year has gone by?
No, I can't.
Oh, my word.
But here we are.
Well, let me not waste any time. We have a lot of listeners, and so let me let you get right into some of the highlights of the convention. And for folks who may not have heard the show before or haven't heard it for a while, our format is we try to let our guests talk for probably 20 minutes, even a half hour, or whatever they need to tell their story, and in this case for Carla to give us all the scoops, and then Gary the board guy will open the phones and y'all can call in. So Carla, what's coming up in Minneapolis?
Well, Marlena, you know I could talk forever about the convention, so we'll try to touch on some of the information, some of the basic ideas, and some of the things that are coming up, and then maybe you can ask some questions too, because of course it doesn't do any good to tell people information if it's not the information they want.
That's right.
So I think most people know that this convention is, the official dates are June 30 to July 7, but actually the first things get underway June 29 in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and the headquarter hotel is the Hyatt Regency at 1300 Nicollet Mall. And it will hold two-thirds of the rooms that are booked for the convention. And then right across the street at the Millennium Hotel, 1313 Nicollet Mall, is the overflow, if you would, the overflow hotel. Actually, it's going to be more like a second part of the whole convention, because there will be activities in the Millennium. And it is joined on the second level to the Hyatt in the Skywalk system. It It's a very short, easy crossing of the street. And actually, some of the people on the lower floors in the Millennium will be a little bit closer to some of the first floor activities, which is in the Hyatt, than will the people on the 24th floor of the Hyatt. So.
That's funny.
So you go figure. But in the Hyatt, we'll, on the first floor in their conference area, will be the general session in the ballroom. The exhibit hall will be literally right across the side hallway from the ballroom. And so those speakers better be good or else the birds will fly. And registration will be in this, at least the plan is now, that it will be in this large pre-function area out in front of the ballroom. So everything will be very centralized on the first level as far as general session registration, the information desk, and exhibits. Now, breakout rooms for the special interest groups and all the focus groups and all of the activities that we have going on from noon all the way through until who knows when will be on the in three locations. They will be on the second floor of the Hyatt. The Hyatt also has meeting rooms on the fifth floor. And then there are meeting rooms at the Millennium. And we will use every inch of space. You know, Marlena, nature abhors a vacuum. And ACB conventions just cannot happen if there's an empty meeting room.
That's
so
right.
we will use them all and then some. Also, people might be interested to know that there's a pool at each hotel, that each hotel has good eating facilities. I'm going to tell you, when we were there in March, in the sports bar in the Hyatt, I discovered the most wonderful dish. It was called a pot roast burger.
I am there.
you could cut it with a fork.
Oh, boy.
It was so tender and so good. I went back for more. And I told them they better have a lot of cows around because I would be eating a lot of that during convention.
Oh, it sounds wonderful.
Oh, it was delicious. It was absolutely delicious. I was amazed. The Millennium has great hash browns. They have wonderful breakfast. I went over there for breakfast. But I've heard that the Hyatt breakfast in their restaurant is, somebody told me that was the best breakfast they'd ever had.
Good grief.
So there's going to be a lot of good choices. And the neat thing is, these hotels are located in downtown Minneapolis, and we are just easy blocks, an easy walk from lots of stores. There's a Target just a few blocks away. There's virtually any kind of store you would want to find up and down Nicollet Mall. Lots of restaurants. I can't name them all, but I tell you, wherever I've gone to eat, it's been good.
Now, is Nicollet Mall the mall that has no traffic? Is that, where did I get
it,
that?
It may have at one time not had any traffic, but there is traffic on that street. But it is not a real wide street, and, you know, you might want to be a little careful if you're crossing it at noon, but I'll tell you, it's not a difficult street to cross, and we've just come out and just kind of crossed right there. And on the second floor, for those listeners who have been to the Galt House in Louisville, you'll remember how the Galt House has a pedway that joins the west and the east section. And this is almost like that. I mean, the walk between the two hotels is so short that it's virtually as if they were practically one hotel. They are not, and obviously they're under different management, and that poses a few little problems from the standpoint of, you know, one might have one type of menu item a little less than another and vice versa. So it's not exactly like it was one management, but as far as meeting space and so on, they're just right there, right across the street from each other.
What is the sleeping room availability at this point?
The Hyatt is full. It is jam-packed. people are coming out of the Hyatt at the seams. And, of course, that's good because that means that we have a good group, a large, this appears as if this is going to be a very well-attended convention. The Millennium is about half full, so people need to get their reservations into the Millennium as quickly as possible. The rates at the Millennium are $84 for single double and $94 triple quad, and that does not include tax. So, you know, you need to get that information, get that reservation in there. I have asked, put a message out on the email list this week, and I'm also asking in my forum article that will come out at this next Braille forum for people if they need to cancel a room that they are currently holding at the Hyatt, for them to please contact me instead of making that cancellation at the hotel. Now, the reason for that is that the Hyatt is going to allow us to do to change the names on those rooms, and, of course, would change the billing information.
That would be good.
Yes, that would be nice. And we'll be able to snag those rooms and to make sure that we use every single room night possible in that hotel. That's to our advantage, that's to the attendees' advantage, and we certainly want to do that. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, there will be enough cancellations that everyone can call me up and say, oh, well, I'm going to wait to see if I can get a room in the Hyatt. That, you know, just by virtue of the fact that the Hyatt is going to hold two-thirds of the convention is just simply not going to happen with everyone. But I would anticipate being able to get a few additional rooms that way. Very few, but at least it would be significant when you consider that each room over the entire week is several room nights, and ACB wants to be sure that we can fulfill all of our obligations there and get credit for all of those rooms.
So the best word of advice right now is to go ahead and make your reservations at the Millennium.
Right.
If you haven't already made them at the Hyatt, of course. And
right.
That will guarantee you a space. Now, if people...
Maybe we could hold an advance auction.
There you go. There you go. We could do a fundraiser.
That's right.
What will you give me for this room? Now, if people do that, and may they check with you to see if there's a... I mean, I don't want to put more on your plate than mm-hmm. what you've got. So mm-hmm. no is a perfectly acceptable answer, but...
Oh, no. People call me, and, you know, I certainly don't mind if people give me a call. But just need to know that I do have a list of people at this time that I am working through, and I simply could not advise that a person would wait.
Yes, yes.
To make a reservation.
Do not wait.
Right.
In fact, those of you with broadband, pick up the phone right now. What number do they call to call the Millennium?
The Millennium number is 800-522-8856.
So
800-522-8856.
So right now, while you're listening to us, pick up that phone and make your reservation at the Millennium. There you go. We'll see what happens.
That's right.
What about coming from the airport? What's that about this year?
Okay. Well, you know, Marlena, there's been an awful lot of publicity about the Minneapolis airport and the taxi drivers and things. And I'm going to tell you, I really do not think we're going to have any problems. First of all, when this first all came to light back at near the beginning of the year, the Minneapolis Airport Authority and our host committee, chaired by Ken Rogers, which is just a fabulous host committee, jumped right on it and got busy and started working together because, of course, they knew this convention was coming. The hotels were interested in the outcome of what might happen. Everybody in Minneapolis was interested in resolving the issue. And we really, everything appeared to be just fine. In my report at the March board meeting, I said as much. I had spoken directly with the Minneapolis Airport Authority, and they were, you know, there had been hearings, public hearings and so on, and everything was pretty much, you know, good to go. All of a sudden, there's some more publicity that comes out, and people are getting a little antsy. But I have had conversations with taxi drivers, with owners of taxi companies, as well as with some other representatives since that time. Ken Rogers, chair of the local host committee, has been working valiantly in this area with talking with people that are involved as well. And everyone involved is just absolutely, well, just ready to make sure that we have no problems coming in from the airport. Now, let's you know, qualify this by saying that you know full well that even if everything is perfect and there's been no advanced problem of any kind, that every once in a while there can be a problem with a taxi driver.
Sure.
We all have experienced problems with taxi drivers in our own communities for whatever reason. So to expect that hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of drivers are going to have absolutely no problem is probably unrealistic. But it's not an issue that has to do with guide dogs or whatever. The I think the people coming in with guide dogs from the airport are going to be pleased with the service.
I know that I read something somewhere about the Minneapolis taxi driver, some association, was going to offer free rides to an NFB group for the day, and each person would get their own taxi. And I don't know if that is true, but if it is true, I'm very proud that ACB doesn't appear to be going down that route, because how can we say on one hand, treat us equally, and then on the other hand, whoop, give me a free ride, take a driver off the street for me because I'm blind.
And for a whole day.
Yeah,
I mean,
for
really.
A whole day.
After all, we don't want them out riding around all day, do we?
Oh, no, of course not, because they might make us wait 5 minutes. I mean, I was just amazed, and so this is just my own opinion, but I'm very, very proud that the organization with which I affiliate kept its dignity and its head above this fray, worked it out in a reasonable and intelligent manner, and I'm sure that you and the host committee had a great deal to do with that, so I appreciate that very much.
I would like to tell people that they can expect what the prices are from the airport. There is a shuttle that is $15 one way from the airport. And, Marlena, I think it's 26 round trip, but I could be misspeaking on that. So, but there is a slight discount for round trip.
Is that like
that's per person.
Is that like a super shuttle type thing?
Yes. Yeah, but yeah. I don't happen to have that number for that with me. But I will have a little blurb in the pre-registration material about transportation. Now, the taxi fare from the airport has run me around $27 or $28 plus tip. Now, obviously, if there's two people coming in together, two or more, then the taxi is as good a deal or better than the shuttle.
Yeah, sure.
And I will tell you, I'm not a person to stand around and wait on a shuttle to show up.
Yeah.
When I get to that airport, I'm ready to get my luggage and get out of there and to the hotel.
Me too. I want to put comfortable shoes on.
That's right. Me too. And so that's the personal preference, but knowing those prices, it will help people to make a decision as to whether they want a shuttle or a taxi.
All right.
Also, we will have in the registration form a number that people in the pre-registration material, a number that people can call to request an accessible shuttle, an accessible van from the airport.
Oh, very good. Very good. I think, and we're just getting a call here, so we're going to grab the call. The lines are open, and if this caller could turn down their background noise, whoa, we're going to have to, caller, you need to, whatever's really loud needs to turn it down. We're not going to be able to hear you. We may not, there. I'm not sure we're going to be able to do this call. Let me give them a second to try to do that. We actually may be driving this year. We're sort of talking about doing
that.
Oh,
my goodness. So,
yeah. Let me see how our call is here. Ah, well, they've either hung up. Oh, they hung up. Okay, now I'm deaf. Okay, the line is open, and it is 866-666-7926. I apologize, caller, but your commercial for termite inspection was much louder than you probably would have been, and so that's why we couldn't pick up that call. And how many restaurants are there in each of the hotels? Do you know?
Oh, goodness. There are 3, 4, four or five in the Hyatt. There's 2 in the Millennium, perhaps.
And are they?
I haven't, that's been so far down my list right now.
Yeah.
I can't, right off the top of my head, there was a seafood restaurant in the Hyatt. The sports bar, there's just what we would think of as the general, just a kind of coffee shop type restaurant. There's also one of those in the Millennium. There's there's a steakhouse type restaurant in the Hyatt. I don't think we're going to have any problem with finding a variety of food. We are also going to have the cafe again this year.
Yes, that was my next question. Yes.
Oh, yes. And you know, actually, Marlena, we're toying with the idea of having possibly 2 cafes.
Oh.
Just because of a configuration of the meeting space.
Uh-huh.
We haven't totally decided on that yet. And what will be the determining factor will be how expensive each of them will be to run.
Sure.
But, The one that I'm sure we'll have will be in a section of the exhibit hall that we probably won't be using. And so that would mean that it will be very, very close to the ballroom and to the exhibits and to registration.
Well, that's lovely. And we have a caller, so let's bring them on in. Hi there. You're with Carla and Marlena. Who's this?
This is Shirley. How are you today?
Hey, Shirley. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I talked to Carla a couple weeks ago, and she told me to get back with her about a couple of things. So
here you are.
Pardon?
So here you are.
So here I am, yes. There were a couple questions regarding tours.
You know what? We're going to talk tours next week.
Oh, you want me to hold off on those?
Yes. We're going to have Burl Colley on next week to do tours.
Okay. Well, then I will tell you that I appreciate all the information at this point, and I guess I'll just have to wait until then unless you get another call.
See, I know how to get people to come back and listen to me. You'll have to come back next week. Well, you give my best to Lynn.
Okay, I certainly will.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
866-666-7926. We will have Burl Colley on at this hour next week to talk about tours. And if perchance you are a member of a special interest group or a state affiliate that is doing something really cool at convention and you'd like to broadcast your news, I need you to get a hold of me at Marlena, M-A-R-L-A-I-N-A, at acbradio.org, and we'll try to get you scheduled in and give you an opportunity to talk about your special interest group or state affiliate activities. So back to the cafe. I'm always interested in the food angle here, and we do have another call, so we'll bring them in here and put them on hold for 1 second. Will it be another 3-meal-a-day kind of deal like we've had in the past? Or?
Well, we are hopeful. You know, we had 3 meals a day in 2004 in Birmingham, and that was real unusual because of the catering and concession contracts there. And then last year we wound up, it was not planned, I must admit, to have three meals a day.
And
but
they were
hotel,
good. They were good, too.
Oh, the hotel wanted to do it.
Ah.
They came and said, we want to stay open. And I said, well, I certainly have no problem.
Yeah.
And, well, they did. And we are planning to do that this year, again, depending on how we work out the arrangements between the hotel and ACB.
All right, let's bring our caller in. Hi there, thanks for waiting. Who's this?
Oh, this is Juliet Silvers, and I'm on the host committee from Minneapolis.
Hey, Juliet, how are you?
Hi, Juliet.
Hi, how are you?
Great, nice
Good.
To meet you.
Yes,
Juliet
absolutely. Is one of the great people on this host committee. They
oh,
are just
you.
So wonderful to work with.
Thank you. Thank you. I just wanted to tell people that in addition to the restaurants and the hotel, and actually the Millennium, I believe, has two restaurants at the most. I don't want to give you my bias. Or should I?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. We let it all hang out on this program.
Okay. All right. Stick with the Hyatt. Stick with the Hyatt. I think so. I've been at the Millennium, and at least the last time I was there, I wasn't crazy about the food there. But
they have a good breakfast, but that's all I've eaten over there. So.
Yeah. Yeah, the breakfasts are okay. That's
mm-hmm.
okay. But there's a lot of restaurants around the hotel. I mean, there are scads of restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
And we're trying to get Braille menus for a lot of these. And what we're thinking is that even if we can't get Braille menus, that we'll list them anyway and just let people know that these might not have Braille menus.
Will we have a directory, Juliet or Carla, of some of the nearby businesses?
There'll be a directory of restaurants, and then we've added, there's a big liquor store, and there's a big drug store right near the hotel.
Wow, you better tell the liquor store they better stock up when an ACP convention comes to
very
town.
Big, and I think they deliver, so.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh, those poor people.
Yeah. Now, as far as grocery stores, I suppose not. I don't know if GDUI is, maybe they're taking care of the dog food. I haven't really found.
Yeah, they're doing the dog food again.
Okay.
The pre-order. Uh-huh.
Okay. I haven't found out anything about that.
Yeah. It will be on the pre-registration form.
Okay.
The information will be in that mailing.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I just wanted to put my two cents in.
All right, great.
Good.
Thanks
good to
so
talk
much.
To you,
you too.
Okay.
Okay, thanks very
Bye-bye.
Much.
Bye.
Bye.
We'll be back in just 1 minute. Hi, this is Marlena. Have you been listening to ACB Radio for a while and wonder how you can help? Well, there's a Donate to ACB Radio link now available from the main page at www.acbradio.org. And thank you so much for listening to ACB Radio, where your listening is our business. And we are joined tonight by Carla Rushville, who is the convention. Are you the convention committee chair? Is that what
yes.
you are? Okay.
Phew. Yeah.
Because last year I got it all messed up, and I thought, no, wait a minute, which one is she? I just
yep,
know her as
right.
Carla, darn it.
So that's Carla is fine.
So Carla, darn it, is with us. And we are talking about the upcoming ACB National Convention in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The telephone number to call is 866-666-7926. Are there any sort of special events or hot things that aren't necessarily tours that you can tell us about at this point?
Well, I want to tell you about something that is maybe going to return to the convention. We just confirmed that we're going to have a sponsor for it, and we're going to make every effort to get it back this year, and that's the Conventioneer.
Ah, yay!
Humanware is going to sponsor it, And actually, they're also going to sponsor some necessary costs to bring it back. And if all goes well.
Why don't you tell people what the convention ear is who may not know?
Oh, yes. For those that have not been able to experience that in the last 3 years, the convention ear is a computer-run telephone answering system that a person can call and they can listen to updates on what's going on at the convention, as well as other announcements that are convention-related. And those announcements can be updated just if we can get the system set up so that it will be using able to use text files instead of someone having to just read everything in, we'll be able to update that system just virtually on the drop of a hat.
Wow.
So it will be a very, very timely way to distribute information to people. And you'll be able to call that directly from a cell phone or directly from your hotel room. Probably will want to call it, though, from the cell phone if you're not in your hotel room, because, of course, any time that you call from the room, especially, it will probably be housed at the Hyatt. If you're calling from the Millennium, we still have to work out whether there would be, a charge for that call.
Oh, sure, because it's outside.
So it's just in the planning stages, but we are sure hoping that we can get it up and going this year. And then there's another thing that we're also working on.
Let me let you hold on to that other thing. We have a call.
Okay.
And let's say thank you, HumanWare, and let's bring in this call. Hi there. You're with Carla and Marlena. Who's this?
This is Frank Casey from Albany, New York.
Hello, Frank.
Hello there. I was going to ask Carla, are the meeting rooms for the morning sessions and the Sunday night sessions, are they going to be arranged at tables, or are we just going to have chairs this year?
Frank, it will depend on how big the convention gets, how many people ultimately wind up coming. We are planning on tables right now, but, you know, if we outgrow the space, then they haven't told me that I can expand the walls, so it will just depend on the group that's there.
I know a couple of years ago somebody said that, and I think this is before you were doing this, I thought somebody said that the hotel was smaller or something and we might not have them. That's the only reason I mentioned it.
Well, it really does depend on if it continues to grow, and if it grows, especially if it should grow into a third hotel. If that should happen, then the tables will have to come out. But Carla's planning on using tables this year. let's all plan on using tables this year, because they're wonderful.
I'll make a deal with you.
Okay.
You can take the tables, but don't take that pot roast burger.
Okay.
Hey, Frank. Frank, I'll meet you for a pot roast burger, baby.
Okay.
All right.
Take it easy.
Take care. Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. I cut you off in the middle of some other wonderful thing that you were about to tell us. So go for it.
I think the techies out there are going to like this. And I know, I think it'll help with communication, too. You know, anything that we produce in Braille from a computer file, or anything that we put onto the convention ear in a computer file, can also be distributed in a computer file. So what we're thinking is that we will establish a place where people can come to a computer in a specific location and bring their compact flash cards or their, you know, discs or whatever, and we will have someone there to copy, say, the daily newspaper onto their disc so it can be in their note taker.
Oh, that's a great idea. That'll save me a lot of time.
Whoa, and you won't even have to try to snag a copy.
Holy moly, I know it.
But we have a lot to work out, again, on that, like where it will be and how we will staff it and so on. But we think it's a real doable thing, and it should help with cutting down on some of the lines and some of the scrambling to grab a paper in the morning when and running out of copies some days and so on.
And then people get mad, too.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, calm down. I'll give you mine here.
No.
Don't fight.
Yes, yes. And, you know, Marlena, we also have sponsors for the paper this
year
already. And one of those is the Mississippi Council of the Blind, who is sponsoring the paper. And we also have another sponsor that I will look up real quick here. We are just real pleased to have a lot of sponsors already coming in. Brenda Dillon is doing just a fantastic job. GW Micro is sponsoring the information desk.
Oh, that's great.
The Guide Dogs for the Blind is going to sponsor, and well, Guide Dogs for the Blind, Kentucky Council, and Regal Entertainment are sponsoring the Yak. I mean, it's just amazing how the sponsorships are rolling in.
That's wonderful. We have a call. Let's bring them on in.
Okay.
Hi there. You're with Marlena and Carla. Who's this?
Hi.
Hi.
This is Shelley.
Hi,
I'm
Shelley.
Trying to make sure my TV isn't. Can you hear it?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to make sure that I understand we cannot, at this point, get rooms at the Hyatt. It's full?
It's full.
Okay. The reason that I'm asking, I'm a chapter president, and a couple of my members and I were planning on coming out to convention and sharing a room, but they work with ACB Radio,
mm-hmm.
both of them, and so they were concerned about where to stay. They wanted to know where a lot of the activities were going to be, and in particular, where ACB Radio was going to be, I guess, what the headquarters is for their equipment.
Okay. Are they working in the exhibit hall?
I would imagine.
Who?
I'm not really sure.
Who are they? Who are they?
Rachel Bader and
Larry
Campbell.
Yeah. Mostly they would be in the exhibit hall. Larry did help us out last year in the main ballroom. So, but
okay.
Yeah.
For either one of those,
And we were going to share, but there's not a reservation been made yet, and I've been telling them, you know, we need to get on that.
Yes.
Well,
yes, you do.
I think what's happening in a lot of, you know, financial constraints, you don't want to make a reservation mm-hmm. if you don't think you can go.
Right.
And
I really
them,
appreciate
I can't go
that
unless
too.
They go.
Okay, we just need one at a time. Go ahead, Carla.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, though, because, you know, a lot of times people will make a reservation ahead of time, and then they'll say, well, I'll just make a reservation and I'll hold it in case I want it. And then they cancel it at the last minute. I'm going to tell you, one of the big problems that we have is people say, if they make the reservation back in October or November, and then they decide not to go and they forget to cancel the room until 3 days before the convention. Well, that's too late for another person to come. When enough of that happens, that can even translate into big penalties for ACB.
I understand
and
that.
And so that is why we're trying to snag all of these, you know, any reservations that are out there that are going to get canceled, I need them to come, you know, I need to get a shot at those first. If we truly can't fill it with somebody, which I don't believe that'll happen, but then we just cancel it with the hotel.
But the fact of the matter is that all reservations now go to the Millennium.
That's right. Now, let me tell you, too, when you make your reservation at the Millennium, request a room on the lower floors. If you put in now that doesn't mean you'll be guaranteed, but put the request in your record. When are you getting there?
I would imagine on the Friday.
Okay. All right. You're going to, the earlier in the day you arrive, and of course, if you had said, oh, I'm not coming until Sunday, that could be a major problem because people are already there. But the earlier in the day you arrive, and if you get there on Friday and you request a lower floor, you know, you've got a pretty good chance of getting your request. Now, if you're in one of the lower floors at the Millennium, you will be virtually as close to the meeting areas as will the people who are coming down from the meeting rooms in the Hyatt, from the sleeping rooms in the Hyatt, and walking across the lobby to the convention area. So, you know, if I were you, that is what I would do first thing tomorrow or even later tonight is call the Millennium, make a reservation for and ask for Laura Floor. And then, you know, check back with me and see if I am holding some rooms. Get, you know, long about the end of May, check back. You can always cancel the room at the Millennium if you do get in the Hyatt.
Okay. Why can they not open up more rooms in the Hyatt? I mean, we're not
they're all full. They are all full.
Okay.
The Hyatt only has so many rooms, and they are full.
I just, a lot of times they'll say, well, your block of rooms is full, and I'm
yeah.
like, then
no.
give
yeah.
us more rooms.
The Hyatt is literally sold out for many of those nights, completely.
Okay.
All right, well, thanks for the call, Shelley.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And would you, before you leave, post the hotel number one more time.
I'll make sure that we do that before she gets out
okay.
of here.
Thank
okay?
you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye.
866-666-7926. I don't want to stifle discussion, folks, but Carla can't make more rooms where there aren't more rooms. And and as much as I'd love to make sure that everybody is where they want to be, it's kind of the fact. Reservations now go to the Millennium, and there'll be plenty of volunteers, I'm sure, to help people get here, there, and everywhere who need the help. And we have another call. Hi, you're with Carla and Marlena. Who's this? Hello?
Hi there. Sorry, I was turning down my computer. Hi, Carla. It's Sue Amateur.
Hey, Sue. How are you doing?
How are you doing?
All right.
I thought maybe you'd build another tower before the convention at the Hyatt.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, I figured you were.
Got those building permits out there already.
Yep. A couple, three questions. Do you know how far it might be from the hotel complex to a grocery store or a supermarket?
No, I don't. That was a question probably Juliet could have answered.
Yeah, I think she started to say something, and then she got distracted
yeah.
with the liquor store.
yeah.
No, then, I don't know, Sue.
Well, she said it was very close by.
And how
I'm not
full?
Sure about a supermarket in the downtown area, but there's lots of places to buy all kinds of things, and so it depends on what you're looking for. You know, if it's something you can find, say, even at a Target.
Yeah,
sometimes
or sometimes, like in Vegas, the drugstore carried a lot of food, if I remember.
Right, right.
And then second, how far are we from the Mall of the Americas?
Well, the Mall of the Americas is, the Mall of America is out near the airport.
Oh.
And we will be running a shuttle. Burl will talk about this some next week, but we'll just touch on it because this is different from a tour. We will be running a shuttle to the Mall of America.
Yahoo!
On June 30. Now, this is a shuttle. It is not a tour. So, therefore, while we will try to get as many volunteers as we can out there, this mall is absolutely enormous.
Oh,
there's
it's giant.
Over 500
yeah.
stores, four levels of stores plus the aquarium in the basement.
And an amusement park.
Yes, it has an amusement park in it. You know, it has a NASCAR simulator.
So if we go on June 30th, if we get back by elections, we should be okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sue, you must be going with me. Gosh, I didn't know that.
You better tell Gary to bring his scooter.
Let me tell you, too, the Mall of America is, when you go on their website or go to the mall, they have a coupon book that is available. You can purchase it on their website for like $12.50. On site at the mall, it's $10. They are giving us enough coupon books that everyone will have one in their convention goodie bag.
Wow.
And this coupon book has, I think, 212 coupons. And we will have at the information desk some Braille and large print copies of those coupons. I mean, not of the coupons themselves, but a list of what
yeah.
they are.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't do any good to get this huge book and you don't know what's in it.
Somehow I think we'll find the ones we want.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah.
But we thought it would be helpful to have just a list of what they were. And
great.
So, you know, they're going to be giving us enough that we will be able to put one in every goodie bag, as well as to use those for some other things.
And then
that's a great contribution from them.
That's wonderful.
But I would advise people who are are taking the shuttle. The shuttle is round-trip transportation, door-to-door. There will be 3 buses going out, 4 buses coming back in. And but they will need to plan on taking a shopper or buddying up with somebody to go, you know, to shop.
All right. Did you have another question, Sue?
Do you have any information yet on agenda items, especially Sunday night, Carla, or is it still a little premature?
No. Actually, there's been quite a lot of work done on it, but I just don't have that list here. And I think Melanie's actually working on kind of putting some of our notes together. But we're pretty far along on the entire week. So,
terrific.
Yeah,
lots of good information tonight. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
You.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Sue. Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. What's going on with this auction I'm hearing about? Tell us about
that. Oh, my goodness.
That.
Now, you need to have Brenda on to talk about that auction because that is her thing and the auction committee. She and, goodness, who else on that committee? Ray Campbell, I think, and Carol Edwards and Jeff Tom and some others.
Wow, what a committee.
I know. And Carol Edwards, I think, is who is compiling all of these great items. So, you know, I'd kind of like to leave that to them because they are the folks that are really working hard on it. It's going to be Wednesday night at, I think, 7:30. There will be a preview time where you can go in and look at the items, but they're going to have some great things there. And I just, everything from a timeshare on down to a homemade container of fudge from Melanie. And so there's all kinds of things. And also they're wanting affiliates to bring an item that from their state. So Kentucky is planning to, at least one of the items we're planning to bring is a box of bourbon walnut fudge.
Whoa.
Made by the monks at that are the Brothers of Gethsemane, which are here in Kentucky. So, you know, you must have fudge, bourbon fudge, made by monks.
That's
you know?
Right. That's right. That makes the bourbon holy.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. And the proceeds for this will be going toward ACB, correct?
Yes, ACB. All right. Not the convention, but it's ACB. An ACB fundraiser.
All right. We have another call. Let's bring him in. Hi, you're with Carla and Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, it's Brian in Ottawa, Ontario.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, I was just listening to the show, and I thought I'd give you a call. I'm using this Skype program, so I'm not sure what the sound quality is like.
Oh, it's fine. Do you have a question for Carla?
What was I going to say? Why is it that every year apparently there are people that book multiple rooms that apparently cancel at the last minute? Is that an ongoing problem?
Yes. I won't say that they book multiple rooms. I will say that people just, you know, they think the year before that they're going to come and they book a room and then they decide not to come and they forget and they don't get it canceled until right before the convention, and that is what is in the hotel industry is called attrition. And every group has a little of it.
Sure.
But you can't have very much or else you get into penalties.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And those penalties are not small. So,
well, I know NFB, when you book a room with their convention, they want the first night's room and tax up front.
Well, but that doesn't really have a whole lot to do with attrition. That's just trying to make sure. Well, it does. It's trying to make sure people are serious. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the purpose. And
well, that would help a bit with the attrition.
Yes, and hotels have various cancellation policies as well. For example, in Las Vegas, the hotel withheld part of the room night if you canceled,
right.
You know, prior to getting there. It was a small amount, but it was enough to get people's attention.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
866-666-7926. We've got about 8 more minutes. We'll take a wee short break to do a station ID, and then we'll come back for another 5 minutes or so, give or take, with some questions for Carla on a whole other matter. Hey, here's a question that came up last year, and I'm really surprised it hasn't come up this year. I've been very patiently waiting for someone to call in and ask it. Nobody did, so it's my turn. Will there be wireless in the meeting rooms, or particularly in the main ballroom that people can use?
Wireless is only in the meeting rooms if we pay for wireless in the meeting rooms.
Okay.
Wireless in meeting rooms is $150 a day.
Oh.
So any group that wants to pay for wireless in
we'd all be happy to use it. Yes.
Sure. You know, no problem.
And what about individual use in the rooms? Is it wired internet or wireless in the sleeping rooms?
Marlena, I don't use it, and I think it's, well, I'm not going to say because I haven't tried to log on. Ray Campbell was talking about some issues with it, and we are working with the hotel, but that's not going to be me that resolves that issue. And quite honestly, we'll get to it when we get the pre-registration
sure.
and the program out the door.
Well, you know what? If you remember, and I'll try to remind myself to ask you in, say, mid-June, if you'll let me know what it is, I will put the word out through ACB
Wonderful.
Radio, certainly.
That'll be good.
You know, because some people come with wireless devices and they don't
yes.
have a wired, but they could if they knew, and so, you know, we'll just
right.
avoid
yes.
a headache down the road. Yeah.
I want to remind people, too, about the host committee party. The welcome to Minneapolis party, the first Saturday night. The host committee is going to have a wonderful strolling Dixieland band. Can you imagine?
Oh, my gosh.
Dixieland in Minneapolis.
Oh, my gosh.
And the party will begin at 8 o'clock, and they'll have lots of door prizes and great music. And so when you're filling out your pre-registration form, just kind of remember the host committee. They work awfully hard on this convention, and this is a way we can show them that we appreciate what they have done and just take some time to enjoy what they're planning for us.
What about the guide dog relief areas? How many of those are there, and are there alternative surfaces?
Doodle Scoopers is under contract
Yay!
To do guide dog relief. Actually, we're doing a 3-year contract with Doodle Scooper.
They are the best. They really are. They always bring these lovely little cookies for the dogs, and they know enough not to just feed them to the dogs. They give them to us. And, they're the, Chris and Kathy, I think their names are, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
They are the
yes.
nicest people.
Now, we have some relief areas, picked out, and Sheila Spiron, president of GDUI, and Lucas Frank from Seeing Eye have walked through the areas and have come up with several suggestions. And I'm just, you know, I'm leaving that to them to work with Chris, on that. I know where my expertise is and is not. and while, obviously I want nice, clean, good smelling relief areas, and so on, I am not going to presume to second guess what they are recommending. But the hotel had picked out some space, and actually there will be a relief area on the second level just outside the, very close to the GDUI suite and meeting room. So I think it's going to be a real good situation for them.
Well, that's great. And you know, you couldn't get a better team than Doodle Scoopers and Sheila and Lucas to work this out. So I'm just assuring Agnes, who's never been to a convention before, that at least that part of her visit will probably go well.
I'll bet it will.
I certainly hope so, because not going well at convention could be an issue, but that's a whole other topic.
<It could. laughs>
and be going someplace you don't want her to go.
Yes. Well, just as we sort of wrap up here, is there anything that you want to make sure that we know? And would you also give the contact information that people may use should they wish to contact you about rooms?
Sure. Let me give my contact information as well as the Millennium's number and make sure we get that in. The Millennium's phone number, once again, is 800-522-8856. 800-522-8856. My telephone number is 502-897-1472. 502-897-1472. My email is AdamCarla, AdamCarla, at BellSouth.net. AdamCarla at BellSouth.net. And I'm in the Eastern time zone, so, you know, call any time except 3 in the morning.
That's right. That's the only time she sleeps, between 3 and 4.
Yeah, every once in a while.
Well, is there anything else that you want to make sure that we cover? And then if not, we'll take a minute break and we'll come back.
Yeah, I think we've pretty much covered it. There's always more we can talk about. But there's just so many good activities going on. The convention registration information should be reaching you around mid-May. Be sure and look through the convention scope. It will answer many of the questions that we get asked as we get closer to convention. So read through there. You'll find lots of free events, lots of information on the tours, how to sign up, what to do. And that convention scope is very important. On the form, you will not find free activities on the form this year because there's just not enough room. There's so much going on that we've had to pull them off and just put them in the convention scope. So be sure and make a schedule from the scope and then, you know, go over and look at the form and purchase your tickets. You'll be able to register again online at www.acb.org. Earlene will do her usual fantastic job of getting it up there. And you'll be able to register, and then around mid-June, she should be able to get the program up there as well, and we appreciate all of her hard work and help on that. One other thing, Marlena, the banquet this year is going to have a choice of entrees. When you purchase your ticket, be sure that you check off the in the little spaces that will be under the banquet whether you want roast sirloin, Minnesota walleye, a chicken dish, or a vegetarian dish.
Wow.
Yeah, and the banquet price is also $3 cheaper than it was last year.
Whoa, way to go. I like that. That's really
good news.
I like
the prices when they come down.
Yeah, me too. Everything else goes up, but we give you more value for $3 fewer. There you go.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. Now, let me just ask you one question that you brought to my mind here. I just want to clarify, and then we will take our break. And when you talk about the free activities not being on the registration form, that does not mean things like the various guide dog school breakfasts, does it?
Yeah, they will not be on the form itself. In fact, there's a special section in the in the convention scope that's called Barking Up the Right Tree. And and under that is all of the guide dog activities corralled in one place.
So how will you know how many people are coming to these breakfasts?
Well, that's an interesting question. We really don't know anyway. Because when it's a free activity, and here's the problem with the free activities. When the free activities are on the form, there are people who just go down through there and check off every free activity.
Oh, sure, and then they don't go.
So we really have no clue.
Yeah, okay.
And it turns out to be pretty unfair because let's say that your school is going to have a breakfast, and let's say their ticket limit is 80, okay? Now, if people who maybe aren't even associated with your school mark that as an activity they're going to go to, we don't have any way of knowing that.
Yeah, yeah.
So they get signed up for the activity. You're told it's full. when really it isn't. Or people will take those free activities and then decide not to go.
Sure.
And so you may think it's full, and in fact, they only have 65 show up.
Sure, sure.
So the free activities, the sign-up for those really turns out to be almost useless. And we spend hours doing it. And
yeah.
It just doesn't give us any good information.
All right. Well, we're going to take just a bit of a break, let Carla get a drink of water or something, and we'll be back right after this ID. You're listening to Marlena at the mainstream of acbradio.org and WTNDLP Macomb 106.3 FM. I am Marlena, if I could push the right button here. I am Marlena, and I will be with you for about another hour, and we're going to have Carla join us now, wearing a different hat for about the next 5 minutes, and then after that, Jeff Bishop and George Byes will join us from Talking Communities. Well, Carla, welcome back, and as I said in my post to the various lists, last week I had the honor to be invited to come and stream the California Council of the Blind Convention, and while there, I offered to Mitch Pomerantz a very brief opportunity to talk about a few things regarding his candidacy and his vision for ACB. Now, I wasn't smart enough to write all the questions down, but I'm going to try to do this by memory and try to ask you the same or very similar questions. And so the first question that I think I asked Mitch was, why are you interested in running for the presidency of ACB?
Well, that's an easy one. I was around for my first ACB convention when I was 17. And I then missed a number of conventions and then came to ACB when my children were young. Actually, my daughter was 5 or 6 and my son was 3 when we brought them to their first convention. And ACB has just been a way of life for me. I believe that ACB is an organization for everyone, for people from whatever walk of life, whatever their employment, or if they're unemployed, if they're a professional, if they're, working in whatever type of job. ACB is big enough for everybody. And that is one thing that I, for all these years, have just thought made ACB so different and from everything else that you see. I feel that from working with the conventions, getting to know lots of people within ACB, knowing what a lot of the special interest groups, what their needs are, of course, from my view, from my local and state affiliate, I've seen ACB from so many different angles, and I've worked with so many people within ACB, from regardless of what their point of view, regardless of what their politics are, and I just think that that we have a great and bright future, and I feel that I can lead us into that future.
If you could make one change in ACB, what would that be?
Oh goodness! There's several things, and some things are large, and some things are small that you would change. I think everyone has their own opinions of what might be changed, but I think that one big change that we need to make, or at least a bigger effort that we need to make, is in the area of recruiting young people into ACB. Here in Kentucky, we have the largest membership. We turn in the largest membership in March that we've ever had. And about 30% of that membership is under 30 years old. And I think that it would be a great day if ACB could say 30 to 40% of our total membership is under 30 years old. And so that would be I think that's one of the big changes I would like to see. Another one would be that I would like to see every affiliate, whether it's large or small, have at least one or two people who are involved in national work, be it on a committee, be it as the chair of a committee, whatever. I think that if you're going to have affiliates that are strong ACB affiliates, they need to have people within them who are participating in the leadership.
There is a sentiment running around that says that ACB suffers from communication problems within itself. Do you agree with that? And if so, how would you remedy it?
Well, let's see. We have ACB Radio, and we have the forum, and we have our email list. And, you know, I think that one way we can enhance communication is to get ourselves, continue getting ourselves back on a firm financial footing and increase the publication of the Braille Forum, both in number and size. Obviously, any way we can increase our website is great. I think the use of the conference line has been a really good way to get people connected who may not be techie, who may not have email or whatever. And I think that's a group of people that we have to be very, very cognizant of what is happening with them out there. The more ways we can communicate, the better. But to say that ACB doesn't communicate, when right now we're talking on ACB Radio, I think that's stretching it a bit. I think we communicate. We may just not communicate well enough.
All right. And my final question, and it's a two-part question. What is the vision that you have for ACB, and what would you do to go about seeing that vision is actually achieved?
My vision is, well, let me say, I believe ACB is the greatest organization out there of blind and visually impaired people. ACB is a leader in the blind community. I think ACB's problem sometimes is that we don't see ourselves as the leader. And my vision for ACB is that we will not only continue to lead, but that we will see ourselves as leaders and present ourselves as leaders, not, if you will, bossing blind people around and telling them how they should think and what they should do, but increasing opportunities for blind people, increasing independence and equality for blind people, and leading the way to that great tomorrow. Now, that's a lofty statement, and some may say, well, that doesn't say anything specific. But, you know, to me, it really does, because I'll use Kentucky again as an example. Kentucky, for a long time, was second in membership. We were second in lots of things. And then one day we woke up and realized that we really were first. And, you know, it was hard to learn to be the leader. We have to learn to be the leader, and we have to see ourselves as the best, the leading organization. And when we think of ourselves as leaders, then others will think of us as that leader as well. We've done some of that, but we need to do lots more. Marlena, I am setting up a blog that ironically enough, it is called Vision Decision. And could I just give that? It's brand new. And
sure.
It has some information on it, but it won't have a whole lot until after the registration form goes out. But that address, the URL for it is www.visiondecision.blogspot.com. And
all right.
I would welcome anyone to
pay it a visit and let me know what you think.
All right. Well, Carla Rushable, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to seeing you in July, and I know we're going to have a great convention. We always do. And thank you for joining us again this year on Marlena.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, moving on now to the, whoops. Marlena, you gotta push the right buttons, by golly. We're gonna move on now to the next part of the show, and, we are awaiting to hear from Jeff Bishop, Daryl Shandro, who will be joining Jeff, and George Byes of Talking Communities. We'll be right back. You're listening to Marlena at the mainstream of acbradio.org and WTND-LP Macomb, 106.3 FM.
You're listening to ACB Radio Mainstream. Call Marlena now at 1-866-666-7926. That's toll free, 1-866-666-7926.
All right. Oh, my music is just going bananas here. It's like everything's going bananas tonight. All right. I'm Marlena. This is into the second hour. Let's just do the housekeeping. If you're listening to this program at any time other than 7 to 8 in the West, 10 to 11 in the East in North America, 2 to 3 on a UTC morning. What the heck are you doing up at that time? Anyway, in UTC land, but if you are listening during those times, it's live. If you're listening during any other time, put your feet up, enjoy, because we are on a fast ride tonight. Let's bring in our next three guests. We have just a great trio here. We have Jeff Bishop and Daryl Shandro, who, by the way, you know, I just want to say something right now. It's my show and I can say what I want. These guys are, I think, the best web team bar none. They, if you've noticed changes in the ACB Radio website, it's Jeff and Daryl who are just doing this. And I love these guys. I love them personally, and I love working with them. And they have with them another friend of mine who's been a friend of mine for years, long before we ever had ACB Radio, and that's George Byes of Talking Communities. So, Jeff and Daryl, let me let you take this away, and you can introduce George.
Well, good evening, Marlena and everybody else. And, this week we've had a lot of things going on the website. And thanks to Daryl, who pretty much did a lot of the work this week. I've been working on archives.
yes. did you get all mine, by the way?
I'm working on it.
I know.
And the CCB convention archives are up, too. So for those that missed the California Council of the Blind convention last weekend, you can go up there and listen to all 22 different presentations that
we've
done.
Yeah, they had a phenomenal convention.
Including, and I didn't even know that they did this because it was done on Thursday, and I was pleasantly surprised, about an hour and 40-minute presentation from GW Micro all about Window Eyes 6.1. So, and including, you guys got a major scoop from them in that presentation.
I haven't heard the presentation yet.
Oh.
I wasn't aware.
Let's don't tell them what it is. You have to listen to the presentation.
Yeah.
I don't think Doug would want us to tell people
it's
about
it. It's a big scoop, though.
Huge.
It's way huge.
Well,
huge.
I saw Doug there, but I didn't get to see the presentation.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge thing, and I'm sort of shocked that they have not gotten it out to users yet. So I'm ecstatic about it.
Wow.
anyway, so enough of that. But this week we had an opportunity to work with George from Talking Communities and get the new Our Place rooms set up, and I got a hold of Marlena, and I said, you know, Marlena, we need to get him on either on Main Menu or on your show, and it makes more sense to get him on earlier than later. So what do you think? And ta-da, here we are, folks. And so welcome, George.
Hi, glad, good to be here.
Hey, George, how you doing?
Not too bad. Not
great.
Too bad.
Great to have you on my show.
I want to know what, now I've got, where are the archives? I've got it. I've got to see. You're not even going to give a hint.
You go to acbradio.org and you tab over to On Demand and you press enter and you go to California Council of the Blind 2007 Convention and you press enter.
That's right. And we have the CCB convention archives broken out by presentation as well as a full stream of each day's activities. So you can either sit back and listen to, you know, each day as a whole broadcast, or you can listen to each individual presentation.
So, Jeff, did they even get a small hint on the scoop?
No.
Oh,
no,
Jeff,
no,
come on, one hint. Come on.
No.
It's a little, well, we got a hint. We know the screen reader.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
We know it's a screen reader, and honestly, there's not a lot of details there, but it's enough that it's going to whet your appetite that,
exactly.
I think that, because honestly, he didn't tell us enough of all of the details to know completely about it. But if it's what I think it is,
it's big.
It's huge.
You know, I'm kind of excited because, well, of what Marlena said about you guys, you know, doing some proactive changes on the site and stuff like that.
Well, we're working on it. There was a little bit of a transition, and there's still some areas of it that I know I'm still trying to figure out how some of the stuff was originally coded and make, you know, you have to learn the previous system before you can, of course, hope to change it to meet current needs. But I think we're getting there, and we're certainly able to respond more quickly each time we need to do something. So that's a good sign.
Kind of like getting a new chat client, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Now, before you get into the chat client, let me have George for just a second, and then you two techie types can have him back, and you can beat him up with all your techie questions or whatever. But I like people to know a little bit about George and what is this Talking Communities all about, George? Other than being a chat client, it's much more than that, isn't it?
It is. Actually, and all you folks out there that have worked with our chat clients and various different communities, you know, I owe you guys, actually, for Talking Communities even being in existence. We put together a community, actually, which was a talking community early on called Audio Tips, and we went through tons and tons of different technologies, and I had an opportunity to learn community building as well as work with various types of softwares, and it kind of graduated me into being a marketer for various technology software that did web conferencing and other software, and you know, we just kind of evolved, but we put together, we market our software to education people and government agencies and to, the entertainment business. We're working with a huge thing with CBS Radio, actually, in Los Angeles, and so we, now do all of our development inside, so we have more control over it, which is one of the reasons we're changing our technology. But we have a lot of various types of software besides the client software. We have radio and television software, and I call it, we've got a thing called TC Screen that I call Camtasia for the poor people, and it's accessible, and it's something that you can use to do a video of your screen and talk, and you know, give documentation or show people how to do things and stuff like that. So we're a software development company that does I mean, what we make, one of the biggest things, the software we make, for the most part, isn't, it can be tailored for anybody's needs, so, and we listen to people a lot, so, you know, we have out-of-the-box solutions, but we also do custom things for people, and it's all hopefully accessible.
Now, and I know that you're a blind person. Do you have other blind people working in your company?
We do. We have Jim Ruby's been with us for ever since the beginning of Talking Communities, and he does tech support and, you know, does consulting to the developers on helping make things accessible. We hired another young man out of Texas, Kevin, who he has actually has a one of our new products is a community builder, so you can build your own audio tips type community real easy with a back end type stuff, and he's been working on us with that. And then we got a blind gal named Rachel who she teaches at Kansas State University, and she was from South America and speaks several different languages, so she helps market and do customer care and in areas that have other languages and stuff like that. And hopefully we'll continue to grow and hire more people that are blind or visually impaired.
Well, that's a wonderful thing. Let me now turn this over to Jeff and Daryl, who can lead us through the discussion of the new Our Place, the www.ourplace.acbradio.org. And before I do, even though I have a pre-recorded thing that says this before each show that uses Our Place to create and to record, but I just want to thank George Byes of Talking Communities for being so gracious as to allow ACB Radio and ACB the use of this technology. We produce several shows from the Our Place chat room, and of course one of the most well-known ones being Books and Beyond, and the other being Tuesday Topics. So let me turn this over to Jeff and Daryl, and I'll close my mic off and sit back and learn something. Go ahead, you guys.
Okay, well, I thought first we should talk about some of the new rooms that we're creating on Our Place, and then we'll have George talk about the technology behind, exactly how is the client different and why the change and, you know, what can users expect and that kind of thing. So, Daryl, did you want to talk about the new rooms which we're working on implementing on the site?
Yeah, so they're not completed yet, unfortunately. What was that?
No, I think George was.
Oh, okay. Sorry. But I'm working on two new rooms. You know, we always had the radio room and the politics room and the speakeasy room, and now we're going to have a music room and a conference room.
Right.
So the music room would be for, you know, self-explanatory, pretty much. Anything to do with, playing or creating music or, you know, probably could be used for shows related to music and so on and so forth. And the conference room, will be closed, but will be open probably to many people within ACB and ACB Radio who, would want to do interviews with guests, for inclusion in a show, most likely on mainstream. So that's what we're doing with the new rooms. And of course, we have we have the existing rooms. And one important thing for everyone to note is when you enter one of the rooms, you go to a small page that gives you the opportunity to download the client. So if you don't have the client, you'll want to do that first. And then, after you do so, there's another link to enter the room. The first prompt is the name prompt, which is, as you've always used, type in a name that you'd like to be referred to in the room. And the password prompt can be left blank. I know there's a little confusion about that. And people are like, well, I don't have a password. I'm like, well, just leave it blank and press enter and you're in. So,
Daryl,
yeah, my little take.
I actually have a question, if I can find my microphone.
Okay, yeah.
And let me also let listeners know the lines are open. There are a lot of you listening, so feel free to give us a call at 866-666-7926. My question is this, and I don't know if this would be for Daryl or George or Jeff or whomever, but I discover that even though I tell it when I go in there, I want to use line in and not mic. Every time I return, I quickly have to go down and tell it again to use line in. Is there a way to save my particular settings?
George, that's for you, because both Daryl and me and Marlena are having this problem.
Actually, there is, and we have to make it. And we could probably do that pretty quick. So
okay.
If you guys could take, because you guys use, you know, your mixers and stuff like that, and most of our customers haven't, you know, came up with that issue yet, but
sure.
I think we could probably get that taken care of within a few days. So
oh,
it's going to impact anyone who has multiple recording devices or
right.
even multiple recording sources on the same sound card.
Yeah, like I have three sound cards in this machine. And so it really creates some interesting.
and if you guys, you know, I'll work with you. You know, that's
okay.
One thing.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I know we're going to be talking about reasons and stuff like that, but this is, you know, one of the major reasons is that I can respond much quicker to various people's needs. So.
Right.
If you guys work with me, spec out what you need, we'll get it done.
Okay.
All right, and let me just interrupt to say that we have a caller. Let me bring them in. Is that all right, guys?
Yeah, go right ahead.
All right. Hi there. You're with three of the smartest people on the earth, and Marlena, who's this?
It's Kelly Sabergia from.
Oh, there's the fourth one.
And there's the fourth smartest person on the earth.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, George. How are you?
Not too bad.
That's good. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Do you have a question, Kelly?
Yeah, actually, it's kind of a bug report, really. On my system, at least, one thing I've noticed, and I don't know if this was already discussed because I phoned in kind of as a question, I guess, was being asked. But one thing I've noticed is when I enter a room, my line in.
Yeah, we just talked about that. And,
oh, you did. Okay.
Yep, and George is going to take care of that for us in a week or so, give
okay.
or take. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks,
but
Kelly.
But I could use you guys' help, so maybe we can all get together.
Kelly,
and,
we'll be in touch with you, and maybe you can help us beta test this and
yeah. All right. Well,
Kelly's
gone back to moose jaw now. So, all right.
He did.
Yeah. All right. Let me give out the number again: 866-666-7926, and we'll hand it back over to Jeff and Daryl, and I'll interrupt if we get a call.
Okay. So, George, can you tell us a little bit about some of the new features in the client? I know that there's really some really intriguing new features that are in the new version of the client, and I thought I'd give you an opportunity to let the users know, you know, what kind of things they might expect to see in the client, and even what kind of capabilities are available within the rooms. For example, the music room will be a very high quality room. It's not going to be intended for modem users, because we're setting it up at 44.1 stereo.
And just as George answers that, let me let you guys know that we do have a call, but go ahead, George.
Okay. Well, I'll do a quick rundown. Accessibility is quite a bit different. We put a self-voicing accessibility thing in that uses Sappy speech, and under the help menu, you can, you know, have it read private messages, read public messages, say who's speaking, say who enters the room, say who leaves the room, tell the person's status if they leave the status. So that's a bit different. We've changed the tab order and used some different hotkeys for the tab order so that you're not cycling through a bunch of things that most people don't use. We've got the configurable keys are that you can set your own hotkeys. That needs a little bit of work. And then other features that weren't in the other client, that each room has a document center or its own private little area that you can upload various types of files or PowerPoint presentations, Excel spreadsheets, or Word documents and load them into the browser for presentations.
Yeah, we noticed that when in our staff room because Chrissy actually put the agenda in the room, and so that was actually kind of interesting. I noticed that as soon as I came into the room.
Cool. And then there's a actually for music rooms and things like that, we do have a thing called Replay that will actually, if you've recorded a pre-done presentation, that you can click on Replay, find the file, and it'll do the whole presentation. But it'll also do any audio file.
Okay.
And it actually checks your, automatically takes care of your settings. So it would stream through, and if you paused, it would actually interrupt it, move over to your mic. Then if you hit play, it would start up over again.
Oh, cool. So kind of like a little broadcast type center.
Is that in stereo?
We can do that. It's not now, but I don't think it's a major deal.
Okay, good. George, we have a caller. Let's bring the caller in. Hello, caller, and welcome to the Marlena program.
Thank you.
You're George Fries, Daryl, and
the
Jeff.
Gentlemen. I'm Jeff Rios. I'm an avid listener and chat room user. If you could just please refresh my memory. I know there's George, and you are Jeff Bishop?
Yeah, Jeff Bishop and Daryl Chandra.
Cool. Daryl Chandra. Chandro, okay. Well, I am a blind user, and I use JAWS 8.0.1177, and I'm wondering, because the new client uses the Sappy Speech, which I've already have installed, will it know that I have my own screen reader, or what
well,
will it do?
If you have Sappy, and I'm not sure with JAWS, if Eloquence is too proprietary for it to grab onto the to that particular speech engine, but you can change the speech. We're going to do it inside the client, but right now, how you would find out what Sappy speeches are available. You could go into the control panel, down to speech, down to text to speech, and in that area,
just change
it'll tell you what Sappy speech engines are available. Now you can read all of the things, but not have them read to you by doing the various hotkeys or tabbing to like the text chat area. And you can read them with your screen reader, but they don't get pushed to you. And I believe that, you know, just like in the past, some people would rather have set files or draw scripts and use their screen reader instead of the Sappy speech. So that's a possibility too.
Okay.
So any of you script writers or set file writers out there, that are interested in doing that, we'll be glad to work with you.
All right. Let's bring in our next caller. We have another caller. Welcome to the Marlena program, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Brian Collins from Long Beach, California.
Hi there. How's it going?
I'm doing great.
How can we help
Long
tonight?
Beach. I want to go to Long Beach.
Long Beach, huh? Me too.
Yeah, actually, I was. I called in last week too.
Yes, you did. I remember you.
Actually, I've got a couple of questions about it. I've been using this for now probably 3 or 4 weeks. I used version 4, got really familiar with it, and then the change came.
Yeah.
I did have a warning about it, though, from Pat over at Radio Out of the Past.
Okay, and you know what, Brian? Because we're getting so many calls, I need to get you to sort of get to your question.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't mean to be rude, but
no,
I want to make sure everybody gets in.
Yeah, basically, there's a bunch of us that have been using it the last 3 or 4 days, and we're all getting an error message when we first come into it that says it's a wave out error, number 4, that the MM system is in use. Please try again when it's not in use. And we're trying to figure out what's causing that.
Well, I tell you, and again, because it's a first release, this is sort of like Vista coming out or Windows XP. So what's going to happen is we test it real good, and then we start getting it out, and more people work with it, and then we find more and more issues. And, you know, so it takes time to mature.
George,
it would be real helpful if you guys, when you do have any errors, to send a message to Bugs, B-U-G-S, at talkingcommunities.com with any screen things, and we'll jump on something like that and get that fixed.
Okay, that was just what I was going to ask, because, I really don't want to turn this into a tech support issue tonight, because there's not a lot George can do right now. Just send those to Bugs at talkingcommunities.com. And we have another caller. Let's bring the caller in. Hello, caller, and welcome to the Marlena Show.
Good evening, Hap Holly in Chicago. Nice to hear you guys on tonight.
Hey, Hap.
Question for you. Yeah. I have replay 8.14. And I'd very much would love to be able to record some of the Tuesday night shows, what have you, in the chat room. But is there a way I can set that up to where it won't require a problem? I mean, where it will actually be able to get in without the password and that sort of thing to actually record it while I'm away?
I'll take that, Hap, and if you can listen on the air, that would be great. The answer to that is... Well, you're going to need some sort of a macro tool to be able to handle that, and it's going to have to be something that's pretty intelligent to handle the client and get making sure that it was logged in. So the short answer is no. Technically, is it possible? Yes, but it would require some third-party applications, and those aren't going to be cheap. So the short answer is no. The long answer is potentially, yes.
But can you not record using the actual client, though?
You could record using the actual client. So if you
yeah,
went in,
and that's up to you guys. What you do with that?
Right now, the rooms are open where you could record. So what you could do, if a moderator, you know, as long as the moderators that were in the room, you know, let you stay, you could, for example, go in there. You could start recording the room. You know, let's say you were leaving at 5 and the event doesn't start until 6, you could start recording and then leave and come back and turn it off. The only big issue with that is you're going to have a pretty large file if you do that. So, but there's, you know, that's another alternative as well. We have another caller. Let's bring the caller in. Well, hello and welcome to the Marlena program.
Hi, Jeff. Hi, George. Hi, Marlena. Hi, Daryl.
Chrissy!
Chrissy
from London. George,
how can we help you tonight, Chrissy?
Hi. Just a very quick one, George. We have noticed when using the software that at whatever sample rate we set it, or frequency we set it, sorry, there is quite a lot of breakup, more than a previous client that we have used. Is this being looked at? And if so, can we perhaps expect a revision that deals with this, or is it a server issue?
I would, number one, when that happens, when you experience it, the more people that would send in bug reports that this is happening, any information that you can have at the ratings. We have one voice quality that I'm just going to take it out. At 16, it's miserable. we've had people at 11 and 22 that, you know, and we have several thousand people that are using it, and we've got three or four different things that happen. Is one, it is individual people's connections or things make that happen sometimes. If everybody sounds bad to everybody, it could be something going on the internet. And the third thing is it could be that we're still working on fine-tuning the technology, and it's growing. But I think it's like the guys went in tonight, and they had a few issues starting out, and they made some changes. It's like a new pair of shoes. Once you wear it for about 20 minutes, it sounds good. It feels good from then on.
Yeah. All right. We have another caller. Let's bring the caller in, and welcome to the Marlena Show.
Hi, Jeff and Daryl and George and Marlena. This is Robert Carter calling from Texas.
Oh, one of my favorite people. Hey, Robert.
Favorite doctor.
Yeah, Robert's one of my favorite people. I get to say it.
I'll be very, very brief and very quick, but I'm just calling to give George Byes a big public thank you because he has agreed to also provide a chat, Talking Communities chat room for the blind cool tech family.
Wow. Well,
and cool. we're going to get that thing up and running because I get Larry Tucon to stop mowing his grass.
Does he podcast while he's mowing his grass? I know he does.
He does. He podcasts. Well, now, while I've got the talking stick, I'm going to give to George the highest honor that comes out of the Marlena studio from something that I deeply love. And, George, this is from ACB Radio to you, and thanks for all that you do. You are a star.
Yes, thank you very much, George. I really do appreciate it for all the Blind Cool Tech community, and I will now get off the phone and let you guys take other calls. I just wanted to say a really big thank you, and I'm going to enjoy moderating that room for them.
All right, Robert. You
great.
Take
Thanks,
care,
Robert.
My friend.
Thanks, Robert.
Bye-bye. Take care, sir.
Yeah, Robert is a great guy. He's quite active in our community and really, really neat guy.
He's a great role model.
Oh, absolutely,
yep.
Absolutely.
He sure
one
is.
One of the features, do we have another caller, Marlena?
Nope, go ahead.
Okay. One of the features that I find extremely intriguing in the new client is for the client to be able to do full duplex.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
Yeah. George, can you tell us, first of all, what is full duplex for those people who don't know?
Full duplex is just like we're doing. Let's all talk all at once here.
Okay,
everybody talk. We're all talking all at once, and there you can hear us all.
Talking on top of each other.
It's
so
great.
Full duplex is, you know, the real experience. On web conferencing software, it has its issues. It's a thing that works better if everybody's wearing headphones, so they can get feedback. Also, if you know, we'll be improving with noise cancellation type things, but ours is set up a little bit strange right now. Although, again, that's what's great about having the in-house technology and being able to adapt things for different people's needs. Right now, the way it works is it has a separate key. It's for moderators. So all moderators could talk using that second key. And what it was really made for is when people push the control key, rather than, you know, if somebody wants to interrupt, asking to clear them, they could actually, a moderator could come in and talk at the same time. And so it gives a little different functionality there.
Okay.
We could probably make total full duplex rooms and probably will, but, you know, there'll have to be a little additional noise cancellation and probably even use the voice-activated microphone type stuff so it doesn't get too crazy.
Okay, we have another caller, George. Let's bring the caller in and welcome them to the Marlena Show. Hello, caller.
Hi, I would like to echo what Marlena just said, Jeff, back in California, and I'll make my question as quick as I can.
Jeff, did you just call?
I did.
No, Jeff, we can't do two calls from the same person in an hour. But thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Sorry about that.
He's got Long Beach there, so he can't get
I know. We love Jeff in Long Beach, yeah. It's about 48 minutes past the hour. We will be taking calls for maybe another 5 minutes at 866-666-7926. And I do apologize, Jeff. I hate to enforce that rule, and I should have mentioned it, and I didn't. But, that's the foibles of being Marlena. Let me give it back to Jeff Bishop and Daryl.
Okay, George, one of the questions that we had was when there are new versions of the client that come out, how is that going to be handled in reference to updates? Because I noticed that this client is not using an ActiveX control similar to what you were using in the past.
Actually, the way that it's set up now is if there's an update, you'll actually pop in the room, but it'll say there's an update available. And you click no, you just stay in the room. If you click yes, it'll pop you out of the room, and you can update it. So you'll have an option to use a previous version unless there's a major thing that actually needs to be forced on an update.
Okay. You know, since we'll probably be seeing some changes in the next few weeks, you know, users should expect to see something like that as it gets popped up. So.
I have a question about the recording feature. I haven't tried it yet, so perhaps I should just try it. But are the files, I remember in the older client, one could choose to save as WMA or MP3. Do we have that option now? Can we save as
these
MP3?
Not at this time. These are all MP3s.
Great. Oh, good.
Because we thought everybody would rather have that for podcasting.
Yeah, that's the answer I wanted.
That's much better.
That's better anyway.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
And then I have another question also about the chat area. I was looking in it today. I use Window Eyes, and I was looking in it today with my Window Eyes mouse, and I thought that there was some chat going on because of a reference that was made, but I couldn't see it, and so I typed something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I know what the... Okay, under the accessibility, we have two different chat areas. One is for sighted folks, low-vision folks, and on that, people can change their font and make things bigger, and they got all their little emoticons. Or motion, whatever you say that. And then the other one is screen reader chat area. So underneath the accessibility area, there's a little deal that says accessible chat area, and then that changes that. And then F9 will take you into that area, and you should be able to read it real well.
So George, one
of the things... Go ahead, Marlena.
So I just press F9, then. Is that what...
Yeah. Okay. Once you make sure that accessible chat area is checked. Otherwise, it's a web page that doesn't render well. So that's the screen reader. It gives all the same chat stuff, and you can go back and and go up and down with your mouse keys and read it.
Cool.
It's like, it's a rich edit field, actually.
Okay. Daryl, did you have any last things that for George? We're almost running out of time here, so.
I think we're all set. I think that we will be communicating about some of the issues we've talked about on the show, and looking forward to, it's already great, looking forward to things looking upward even better, and thanks again, George, for providing this to ACB and
Absolutely.
ACB Radio.
Actually, I'd like to, and just to the audience, any suggestions? I mean, we need everybody's input. So any suggestions that folks have out there on features they would like, any improvements on accessibility, and, you know, the complaint type things and the bug things, they help get us attention. But if somebody has, you know, some suggestions on how to even make things better, we'd really like those things. We do have some new features that will be out in just a couple of weeks. We got video, so all of us blind people can turn on our webcams. And
we can all see each other.
Yeah. Well, actually, anyway.
So and some of the things that you were talking about on the password type things, or not having the passwords in, that takes a little bit of web magic grease, so we'll get with you web guys and show you how you can make those things happen. And so you can do a lot. We've got an API that you guys can work with that you can just about make anything happen you want.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely be in touch with you, George. George, we want to thank you very, very much for joining us tonight, and I know Marlena is nearing the end of the show. Do we have time to mention what's coming up?
Yes,
this week on Main Menu?
Quick, go.
Okay. This week on Main Menu, President of ACB and President of Bay Area Digital, Chris Gray, is going to be on, talking all about his new talking glucometer, which is currently under development. And then Karen McCaw joins us in the second hour, talking all things accessible tablets, accessible PDF, and Office 2007.
Ooh, wow.
So that's what's coming up
this
week.
Wow.
Loaded this week, man.
It'll be an exciting show.
Wow.
Yeah. What is the scoop you guys got on WindowEye?
Oh,
he won't tell us. You
got to
go listen to the archive.
That's right.
You got to go listen.
You got to go.
Radio website?
ACBradio.org.
We'll tell you more about it here in a minute, George.
Yeah, and you can't tell him anything you won't tell me. All right. Hey, you guys, thank you so much. And, George, one more ring of my coveted bell that I actually bought in England, and I only do ring it for very, very special people with special...
It's a royal bell.
It's a royal bell, and I so appreciate, on behalf of Chris Gray, President of ACB, Chrissy Cochran, Managing Director of ACB Radio, and all of the ACB Radio staff who use and just so enjoy your client. And without you, I don't know how we would have some of the programming we have. So on behalf of everyone, thank you so much. Web team, thank you very much, and we'll be talking.
All right.
All right. Right. Thanks
All
so
right.
much, guys. Have a good,
good night.
Well, that's going to about wrap it up for us. Let me just let you know that next week, Burl Colley will be joining me to talk about ACB convention tours. I want to thank Carla Rushival for joining us tonight and giving us lots of good ACB convention information in weeks to come. I'm very hopeful that we will have representatives from the various special interest groups that comprise ACB. If you are in one of those special interest groups or a president of one of those special interest groups and you would like to have some airtime on the Marlena program prior to convention, I would love to hear from you. My email address is Marlena, that's Marlaina, at acbradio.org. And All I need to know is what your availability is, the general nature of what you would like to talk about in terms of your special interest affiliate, and we'll get you scheduled. And that's we do this every year at this time. We pretty much try to turn the Marlena Show into a good reference for the ACB National Convention to help folks know what to do and when to do it, and get the inside scoop on things going on at the ACB convention. Do you remember that the California Council of the Blind convention is archived now? And there's apparently something up there that I missed. So, hey, give it a shot and go on up there and listen to that archive. Well, it is just about time to close down the doors for one more week of the Marlena program. I need you to know that it is such a joy for me that so many of you come back and listen. And it just means more to me than I can really explain to you. I do this program because I love it, not necessarily because I'm a professional. And having you come back and listen and receiving your emails is just really very nice. I want to thank the people that help make this show possible. That's Chrissy Cochran in the UK and my wonderful web team in Arizona, Jeff Bishop and Daryl Shandro, and of course, who could ever forget Gary the Board Guy sitting right around the corner from me. So come on back next week. We've got Burl Colley, and we're going to look forward to finding out about the tours at this year's ACB National Convention in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm Marlena. Have a safe week.